Workers for the district of Saanich have voted in favor of a strike mandate, putting job action on the table if negotiations for a new collective agreement are unsuccessful. CUPE 2011, which represents Saanich municipal workers, said the vote was called after the union and employer reached an impasse. The union said the offer on the table does not address cost of living challenges facing workers, who want improved benefits, safety equipment allowances and support for casual workers. The parties have been in negotiations since December. Workers voted 94% in favor of striking. When you take away the smoke and mirrors, the district's refusal to bargain benefits, allowances and other such cost items is simply the employer demanding we accept a pay cut, CUPE 2011 President Ryan Graham said in a statement. As costs rise, and the district refuses to keep pace, our ability to support our families is reduced. This is not something we can accept. In an email, the district's acting chief administrative officer, Suzanne Somborski, said there is essential work that needs to continue if job action occurs. As a next step, the parties are in negotiations to determine essential service levels as required under the BC Labour Code. CUPE is not in a legal position to serve 72-hour strike notice until the essential service levels are finalized and approved by the provincial minister of labor, she said. We remain open to resuming bargaining when the union's bargaining committee wishes to do so. CUPE 2011 represents 1,200 workers who provide public services involving water, wastewater, sanitation, roads, parks, planning, recreation centers, and support for police and fire services.